This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. In Cambodia today, police arrested two of the last surviving members of the Khmer Rouge leadership. They're being held for a trial before a UN-backed war crimes tribunal. That is investigating the reign of the late Pol Pot and his Khmer Rouge government. An estimated 1.7 million Cambodians were killed or died from torture or disease or starvation during the 4 years that the Khmer Rouge ran Cambodia in the mid to late 70s. NPR Southeast Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan's been following the story. Michael, what more can you tell us?
Well, Alex, Ieng Sary was the Khmer Rouge foreign minister, the international face of the regime until its ouster, and his wife was another member of Pol Pot's inner circle and the sister of Pol Pot's first wife, and they were both arrested this morning at their home in the capital, Phnom Penh. They've lived openly there for many years, but they were taken finally to the tribunal's offices on the outskirts of the capital today, and presumably they'll await trial there. And that trial could come as early as next year. Neither one of them had any comment, but in the past, Ieng Sary has consistently denied any involvement in any of the atrocities committed by the Khmer Rouge.
Well, what about these arrests? Put them in a context for us, can you?
Well, I mean, they're significant because many Cambodians believe that there would be no justice, and they had good reason for thinking so. It's been more than 30 years, right? And nobody has been tried for what happened back then. Pol Pot died in 1998 without being tried. His number two, Tamok, died last year. And many people thought that, you know, those who were still around, the remaining leadership, would probably just die off before anything was done, too. Ieng Sary, I think, is 77. He's in poor health. And efforts to set up this tribunal, you know, they just got bogged down repeatedly over the years. But now it looks like they're moving forward. I mean, very aggressively. They've got a mandate to try those most responsible. Today's arrests make four total taken into custody so far this year, including the guy who ran the Tuol Sleng prison, Duch. So it looks like this thing's for real now.
Well, how many more people do you think they're going after, have they said?
Unofficially, they seem to be targeting about five people, maybe six people totally. So with the arrests today, I mean, they've got most of them already. Again, the idea is to try those most responsible in a very public way and try to bring some closure for these people, for the Cambodian. It's a very bizarre place. You walk around Phnom Penh and you talk to some people there who were survivors, who were victims, and they'll tell you that they see some people on the street who were the people who tortured them or killed their family members 30 years ago. So for them, it must be just unfathomable how this could be, how it could be allowed to go on for so long. And now it looks like they're getting a little closer to having some justice.
What, in fact, has taken so long to make these arrests?
Politics, domestic politics and international politics. There's former Khmer Rouge and the current government. They might be embarrassed by the trials. There's some countries who might also be embarrassed by what might come out in the trials in terms of their support for the Khmer Rouge, China in particular, I think. I think most of the problems, though, seem to have been resolved now, and the tribunal has pretty much burned through its $56 million that the international community ponied up to make this thing happen, though. The prosecutor said last week that they may actually run out of money by the end of next year and that their work wouldn't be done by then, and that would obviously be a bad thing. But I think that given the amount of progress that they've made just in the past couple of months with these four arrests, that the international community will probably figure out a way to keep this thing going until the prosecutors and hopefully the Cambodians are reasonably satisfied.
NPR's Southeast Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan. Michael, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.